There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Matthew chapter 7 verse number 21 to 23 New Testament Bible. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So many will come and they will say, Lord, Lord. But Jesus says, I will say to them, go away from me, I don't know who you are. Ye workers of iniquity, ye workers of lawlessness, go away from me. They will come and say, Lord, look, we have done these many things in your name. But I will say unto them, go away. I really do not know who you are. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto it. We are here to do those things first which are righteous, those things first which are for the Lord, which are for God, and all other things of the world shall be added unto it. Simply saying out, Lord, 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 is not going to work. Not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Simply saying sloganery is not going to help. But he that doeth the will of my Father, what my Father wills, if you do that, then only you will enter the kingdom of heaven, otherwise not. So that's the statement in Bible. Do it now. That's more important. I will do it. I will see it. The moment is now. In this moment lies the eternity. This moment is more important than any other moment of life. The Sanskrit word shubhasya, shigram, means whatever that is good, do it now. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. All your postponing will not lead you anywhere. The statement has come for the first time in Ramayana. Ram has shot an arrow and Ravan has fallen down and he is about to die when Ram tells his brother Lakshmana, go and learn something from Ravan. He is the man of great intelligence and knowledge. He will teach you some lessons, some chapters of life. So Lakshmana goes and stands near the head of Ravan. But Ravan doesn't speak anything. He comes back. So Ram says, when you want to learn something, you should not stand near the head, but you should stand near the feet. So Lakshmana goes back and stands near the feet. And the first statement that Ravan utters is this: Shubhasya Shigram. I made the mistake of not realizing who Ram is. And because of that, now I am dying. So it means that the moment you have some good idea, the moment you have something good in your mind, immediately act upon it before it fades away, before it vanishes into the thin air. And there are four steps to that. First, think. Think. What I have to do? Is health the priority? So what I am doing for health? Do I have to walk, jog, run, exercise? Do it. Just think about it. What all changes I want to make in my lifestyle? Any changes in the food? Any changes in waking up time? Any changes I have to do in the world of electronics? What? First think. This is the lifestyle. This is how I am living my life. Is it okay? Or I need to make some change? All the scriptures say that whatever you think at the last moment, the same smriti, the same state, whatever state you die with, you attain your next birth as per that state. So the first thing is think. Think. What is it? Though everything appears so good on the surface, yet each one of us has got some subtle, deep internal struggles, some decisions, some disturbances, very subtle. And those disturbances don't allow us to function smoothly. Think tank, thought laboratory. What I have to do? Is everything okay? There are many changes which I need to make. An impartial opinion of oneself can come to us only when you stand aside and see yourself as a detached observer. The second step is analyze how I can make a new start. If you are not exercising, start exercising. How but? If Amrit Vela timing is fluctuating, it is not stable, or even if you are getting up, but it is absolutely filled with laziness, sloth, sleepiness, scattered mind, wandering intellect. Why it is so? There must be some reason. If you are listening to knowledge or reading knowledge and you don't feel concentrated, why it's so? What can I do? What amendments I can do? Think. Regarding service, seva, or your duty, your job, your relationships with people, what is the problem there? Why are not they sweet? Why the bitterness? Why the darkness? And the mind is not rising from that darkness, from out this darkness. The soul is arising nevermore. Why? So the moment you know that something good is there, why can't I act on it? Probably I'm not thinking about it. So start thinking. To think is the most difficult thing in the world. That's why we don't want to think. We want to accept things as they are. Somebody has told, you accept. You don't want to analyze. Though we have got the intellect to do that. There is something known as critical thinking and there is something known as analytical thinking. Rational thinking. There are different types of thinking. Analytical mind. A critical mind. These are some of the, a churning mind, a focused mind, a concentrated mind, a scattered mind. So the second state is analyze how I can do this. The third stage is initiate. Just do it. You're thinking that you should run, you should run, you should walk, but there's no time for walking. There's no time for walking or jogging. You're thinking of going for trekking, but you are not doing. So you have to initiate the process. You think of churning knowledge, but how to churn? You want to become a writer, but how to write? But start from one step. If you want to climb and there is a ladder, you are not going to reach at the top. First step, one step is enough for me. Lead kindly light, that's a poem. One step, and then next second step, then third step. There was a man, and he had to travel and climb the mountain. And he had a earthen lamp with him. But the light of the lamp were just few feet away. That's that much light it used to give. So he started walking with that earthen lamp. But then he got depressed and he sat at one place and said, the distance is so big and my lamp's light is falling just few feet. How will I travel? So he sat down. It's not possible. The dark is night. The night is so dark. The wild animals are in ambush. How can I tread this path? So another man saw him. Why are you sitting? He says, I want to climb the mountain, but it is so dark. And how will I know the path? Because my lamp is giving light only just few feet. The man explained him that this much light is enough. Because when you will reach that other point where the light ends, your new light will come for further more space. So just start walking. To initiate a thing is most important. First day is most important. There are so many souls who have lost the track of intense effort. Their life is lost in service, in seva, and that seva is also for the namesake. Inside there is restlessness, inside there is indecision, inside there are emerging passions, inside there are incognito desires for fame and name, and the mind is not at all focused and concentrated. They want to do intense effort, tivra purushartha, but they don't know where to begin with. Should I begin with reading books? Lot of books. Should I begin with listening classes? Lot of classes. Should I begin with doing lot of seva? Or should I go in total silence, forgetting everything? Goodbye to service. What should I do? Should I go away from this place? Or should I put an application to change the department or room? It's because of the room partner that things are not working so well. Nothing works. What to do? Where to begin with? Which time is the best time? Which place is the best place? Who are the best people to begin with? The place where you are is the best place. The time is now. And the persons you are living with, these are the best people you should begin with. So start. Starting is most important. Now. This moment. And fourth, complete. Once you begin, don't stop now. You have taken a pledge, you have taken an oath, now complete it. No matter how many obstacles come in between. If health is the aim, do everything that is needed for it. One day, conquer one day at a time. Conquest of day. One day you conquered, now make it 3 days. 3 days you conquered, now make it 7 days. 7 days you conquered, make it 21. 21 days you conquered, make it 30. 30 days you conquered, make it 90 now. And then 6 months. Each day you conquer one passion. If it is purity, if it is brahmacharya, and it is not happening, begin with one day brahmacharya. Then 3 days. Then 7. Then 21. Then 30. Keep a chart, a timetable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A calendar with you. We should have the habit of looking at time. Keep a watch. Time is currency. It's running out. So these are the four steps to begin anything new, not to postpone things. First, think about it. Analyze it. Third, initiate it. And fourth, complete it. There is something called as 2-minute rule. 2-minute rule. What is it? All those tasks which require less than 2 minutes should be done now. For example, you have finished your meals and the utensils are there. Now you kept it. You will say, I will wash them tomorrow. Do it now. It takes less than 2 minutes. You reached your room. You take out socks and throw it over the shoes. It takes 2 minutes to keep them at proper place. Clothes. Once you wake up, what about your quilt? Your blankets. You will say, I will do it after the bath. Do it now. 2-minute rule. It takes less than 2 minutes. Anything which takes less than 2 minutes should be done now, immediately, then and there. You have taken out a book. The book is so good. Now you keep it this way and go to sleep. It is a 2-minute rule. Close it and keep it at proper place. Greatness lies in doing small things with great precision and meticulously. Greatness is not about doing great things. Greatness is about doing small things with greatness. Keeping things at proper place is greatness. So that you don't have to search them here and there, running from pillar to post. So that is 2-minute rule. First, all those things, you finished giving the dolly. Now there is a tendency to keep that container as it is. Other thing is to wash it immediately and to keep it. You know, most of the Kumars, if you visit their rooms, their kitchen is horrible. there are containers which have not been opened from months together. And when you open them suddenly, the dangerous smell comes out. Because they are so busy in seva, you know. 2-minute rule. All those things which require less than 2 minutes should be done immediately. Create a sense of urgency. Create a sense of urgency. People come, a newcomer, a fresher. There are people who take 6 minutes to learn one procedure. And there are people who take just 3 days to learn that procedure. Why it's so? Because there is a sense of urgency. So when there is a sense of urgency, you learn fast. You can finish one book overnight. But when there is no sense of urgency, for example, if I tell you tomorrow morning you have to, today evening you have to give a speech at 6 p.m. Now you had a plan of moving about and sleeping in the afternoon. Everything is postponed. You are just focused on that book and that topic. You can't just think of any other thing other than that. A sense of urgency has been created. But then there is a problem. Once that topic is over, then again there is a huge lack, a big sleep of sloth. Now my task is done. And a perennial sense of urgency, an eternal sense of urgency all the time. This is urgent. This is urgent. Say to yourself that this is urgent. I must do it now. If not now, then never. Shubhastha Shigram. The time is now. Whatever that comes in today's Murli, I will do it today. This is the Murli, this is the thing. I will do it immediately. Because if I don't do it today, it will never be done. Baba says in Murli, there are children who come and say, oh, this Gyan is very good. We will come from tomorrow. Baba says, you will never come. So creating a sense of urgency. Then only one can learn. When there is something new to learn, give yourself a time limit. In this stipulated time, I must finish this task. 10 days, I must learn it. 5 days, I must learn it. 3 people reached Rome, and it was some learning ceremony for fathers or priests. So the archbishop asked the first priest, how much time you are here? He said, I am here for 6 months. He said, okay, you might learn few things. Second person, he asked, how much time you are here? He said, I am here just for 3 months. And it's so less and I have so many things to learn. And Chief Archbishop said, okay, you will learn many things. He looked at the third person. The third priest said, I am here only for 3 days. That's it. Archbishop said, you will learn the most. Those who come to Madhuban just for 1 day, probably they experience more than who stay here for 1 year. Because there is a sense of urgency. Only one night, and that will be the right night of revolution. That should be the right night of change, a transformation, a metamorphosis, a cataclysmic change. This night should not be an ordinary night. Because only one night in Madhuban. And those who have got 1,000 nights in Madhuban, they are not bothered. They say, we'll do it next day, next night. What is the urgency? So create a sense of urgency. That is Subhashya Shikram. The time is now. Now, this moment, as we said yesterday also, this moment is the best moment of my life. The best moment is not when I met Baba. The best moment is not when I was doing Seva in the past. The past is not the best. The best version is now. Present. Here and now. So begin everything that you feel you should do now. Immediately. Om Shanti.